another minute or two here. But the book of Ephesians chapter number 1, we're going to read verse number 13. The Bible says, "In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise." Like to bring our sermon here this morning on this thought: what the seal means. What the seal means. Father in heaven, we thank you, God, for the opportunity to gather here today. We thank you, Lord, for all those who were able to show up this morning. We're very grateful, Lord. They could have chosen to be anyplace else. They came here. Some might call them gluttons for punishment for having to put up with me yet again, but I count myself blessed as they keep coming back. But at the same time, they ain't coming back because of me. No, because if that's the case, they've wasted their time, might as well go on home right now. They're coming back because of you. And I ask you, Father, please, to hide me behind the cross. Help me to say today what needs to be said, nothing more and nothing less. That each and every one of us will open up our lives to what you've got here for us today. See what is here in your holy word. And then go out and share it with somebody else today. We ask you, Father, one more time here for all the prayer requests but made known in the unspoken, that you would take care of them as you see fit. In that glorious, heavenly, wonderful name of Jesus, we do cry out, Abba, Father. Amen and amen. You may be seated. To anyone who is a collector, there are certain things that you look for. Perhaps you are collecting something that has a number edition stamped on it. I've got a couple of knives at home. They're low numbers of a particular run. One, I believe, is like the 12th knife in a 500 knife run. So that makes it a little bit more valuable than number 500 would have been. But this is something to look for. Perhaps as a collector, I like Star Wars, so I can get some Baby Yoda stuff. I know Gracie likes that. And if you all saw the stuff that Miss Priscilla gave her for her birthday, my soul, talk about jealous over here. But anything that is Star Wars related, I don't mind it one bit. I'll even go so far as to say, if you want to get me a couple of more swords or shields or whatever for my collection, I'll take them. They don't got to be fancy. It's just something to display. But if you become a serious collector on something, you want proof that it's worthwhile. You want something tangible that others can look at and say, yes, I see the value in that. In antique, you would look for the patina, the aging of the item. But if you're going to get something that somebody else is labeling as a collector's edition, it's always for the best if you can get a seal on it. Indeed, if you go to the grocery store, there's some things you want to make sure they're sealed when you get them at the grocery store. It would be a bad thing to pick you up a few cans of tuna or whatever, get home, find out they weren't sealed and haven't been sealed for a while. It begins to smell. That gallon of milk ain't going to do you much good if it weren't sealed. You're losing that milk you paid for, and it's making what could end up being a stinky mess if you don't get it cleaned up. You want the seal. The Holy Spirit is our seal. God has paid a terrible high price for each and every soul. And He wants people to know that soul is His. Thus, He's given us a seal. But at the same time, a seal is only good so long as it lasts. Again, we mentioned the cans of tuna that maybe the seal was broke on there. It's not going to last with a broken seal. So you need to make sure it's something that's going to be able to hold up, to endure. Well, when we are against the forces of this world, we are against the forces of Satan, you need a seal that's going to be more powerful than Satan. Remember, this is the guy who decided he was going to take and lay claim to the very throne of heaven. He's one bad dude. Even there in the book of Jude, we find that Satan and Michael the archangel are having a heated discussion about the body of Moses. And finally, Michael the archangel, the prince of Israel, tells Satan, "The Lord rebuke you." Because even he knew he wasn't as strong as Satan. So we need a seal that's more powerful than Satan. Well, what's more powerful than Satan? God. He is a triune being. So you've got God the Father who sits on a throne. You've got God the Son who sits at the right hand of power there making intercession for us. I'm not trying to say the Holy Spirit's left over, not one bit. But I am saying that God had a purpose for His Holy Spirit, and that was to become our seal. I want to tell you this morning five things about a seal. And I ain't talking the animal neither. I want you to know, first of all, that seal means accomplishment. A finished transaction. I'll mention it yet again, and yet you're still not getting the van. But we talked about the last couple of weeks about if I were to give the keys to that van out there to Brother John. He would have the keys to the vehicle. He could drive it wherever, but he still does not own it. He'd have to have the title deed in order to be able to show that he owned it. Well, my wife owns the van. It's in Gracie's name, or in her name, but it's supposed to be Gracie's van. But we have the title deed at home. It's locked up in the safe. Ain't no one getting to it. That title deed is our seal of ownership. But on top of that, the seal of the state of Indiana has been embossed onto that piece of paper. So the state of Indiana recognizes that van belongs to her. An accomplishment has been made. The bank does not own that van. No finance company owns that van. If that were the case, the title would be sitting in one of their file cabinets, not in ours. So we have the accomplishment that it was paid for. If I remember right, there were no payments made, just the one. We're grateful to Bubba for that. But the fact of the matter is, it don't matter how long it takes you to pay off the car, pay off the house. Once that title deed arrives, you have accomplished making your payments. Amen. Well, here's the thing. When Jesus saved me, He didn't get my head that day. And next month He made the next payment on me and He got my right leg. Month after that He got my left leg. 6 months down the line He finally made the payment that got my right hand. He paid for me all at once. He paid for it there at the cross of Calvary. It is a done deal right then and there. Salvation was accomplished at that moment. It was simply a matter of waiting for the time to come along where an 8-year-old boy would kneel by a wooden altar over there at Northside Baptist on Goslin Street there in Hammond, Indiana, and ask Jesus to save him. But the accomplishment was already paid back there on Calvary. The title deed landed that day in my heart when the Holy Spirit sealed me for all of eternity. Let me ask you this morning. Test y'all's scientific understanding. So this is class participation. What is at the core, the genesis, if you will, of a pearl? Anyone have an idea what starts a pearl outside of that oyster? Here's the wonderful, wonderful, glorious truth about that. God, in His infinite wisdom, my God's so good, this Shouting Ground Church, He designed the oyster and every other type of mollusk that is capable of producing a pearl to be able to flush sand out. There is not a single pearl that has ever existed on planet Earth that you will find a piece of sand at its core. Preacher, I don't understand. Why are you so excited about that? Because in order to form a pearl, and remember, Jesus likened salvation to the pearl of great price. In order to form a pearl, Brother John, it requires something alive inside of the oyster. A dead item will not do it. It cannot get the job done. Life is required to form a pearl. What happens is that oyster is sitting there, content as can be, and a parasite or some other type of critter literally burrows through the hard outer shell until it gets inside to the soft tissue of that clam, that oyster there. And at that point, the body begins to secrete nacre. And that nacre is what hardens and forms the pearl, because the body is defending itself against the invader. Here's why the salvation is likened to a pearl. All of your defenses, all of your excuses as to why you do not need God have finally been burst through by the Holy Spirit, bringing conviction into your life. And He comes in there and you finally are saved. And what it is, you've got that nacre inside of you that is given to you by God. Remember, the Bible says there in Ephesians 2:8, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God." Faith is the gift there, and that nacre of our faith begins to form. And the longer we serve God, the more we serve God, the bigger the pearl inside of us gets to be. It's living inside of there. Say, but preacher, cultured pearls, I've seen some, they form them in the shapes of crosses. They form some of these cultured pearls, Miss Priscilla, into the shape of Buddha and stars and such. How do you get that? I'm so glad you asked. They take those pearls that are those oysters that they're going to culture there, and they put them under pressure till they finally get the oyster to open itself up. They take that piece of plastic, whatever shape they want. Maybe it's round, maybe it looks like a cross, whatever. And they take a living mussel out of the water. You know, those creatures called mussels. And they cut off a little sliver of it while it's still alive. And they wrap it around the plastic and they stick it inside. And what happens is, because of the living tissue on the outside, the oyster now begins to secrete the nacre to cover that living there, and in the process covers the plastic inside of that. And that's how the shapes are able to be formed. So guess what, church? That means whatever God intends for you to be in the program of His church here, He's already started that shape out when He got and saved you. His accomplishments are sealed. Whatever you're going to be, God knew it. Now it's just a matter of how big are you going to grow for Him. Amen. What else is the seal mean? It means affirmation. The word affirmation means confirmation of the truth. A solemn declaration. All doubts are expelled. See, that seal allows us to talk freely to our Heavenly Father because we know that He will answer us. He will hear us. The world, the lost world out there, they don't know if He'll hear them or not. The only prayer that God has promised to hear from a lost person is the prayer of salvation. Anything else is His grace and mercy being extended. But for you and I, He hears us. We call out to Daddy. Daddy hears. That's because we are sealed by the Holy Spirit. We've been made His. The adoption process is done. The Holy Spirit's going to guide us. If we'll listen to Him, that is. There's a whole lot of people, they're going to go off of what they think, off of what they know, what they believe, what they've been taught, what someone told them years ago, and they ain't going to bother listening to God. Well, let me tell you something. If we stop and we listen to the Holy Spirit and what He wants done, we're going to see some results. It may not be immediate, but it's going to be coming. And it's going to be the results that God wants for us to be seeing there. He's going to affirm to us that yes, indeed, we're on the right track. Amen. That same affirmation also means when we get into trouble, we're going to get punished for it. But that's okay. It's because it means He's our daddy. You've heard the phrase, not my circus, not my monkeys. You go to that restaurant and there's that one little kid. There's, oh my soul, if that was my child, whoo, I'd be lighting them up. I may not even make it to the washroom with them to tear up there behind. But when it's my child, yeah, she's gonna get it. Not because I'm looking forward to doing it, but because she's my responsibility to do it. And I'm going to affirm to her, I'm daddy. And I'm going to raise her right. I'm going to raise her to be a good adult. Oh, by the way, let me tell you all this too. She's got a whole lot. A whole lot of aunts and uncles and grandmas and grandpas. Can I tell you all this? I've told her very explicitly, you've owned them as relatives. You do something wrong in front of you, they get to punish you for it too. Because you've owned them having responsibility for you as well. Here's our problem, church. Too often times, we want to give someone else responsibility like that. We want to give Satan that kind of responsibility. He'll take care of me. If I'm going too far out there, well, something else will happen to stop me. God doesn't want that. God wants us looking to Him because He's the one who actually has ownership. He's the only one who can affirm it. I love you, baby. I do. A good night. Sometimes. That's okay. We love her, don't we, church?
Yeah.
Boy, they lie, good grace. Moving right along, because we kind of touched on this one already, is authority. That seal means authority. Not just affirmation of the ownership there, but it means I've got authority over what it is that I've got. I take out this $1 bill right here. I can look at it. It's got four different seals on this $1 bill right here. One of them is the seal of the United States. Another one is the seal of the Treasury of the United States. That seal of the Treasury of the United States gives the authority to the statement found on this dollar bill, which says here, this note is legal tender for all debts, public and private. It's legal. I owe you money, I can pay it. I bought gold off you, I can sit here and pay you in dollar bills, paper money. It's legal. Because it is backed by the authority of the Treasury of the United States. And the Treasury of the United States is backed by the authority of the United States. That's why there's a couple of seals on their church. That seal makes it legal. The seal of the United States itself appears on treaties, communications between foreign governments, and on all passports. The reason being is because it legitimizes these documents and the people carrying them. That they are indeed U.S. citizens. That they are indeed are the rightful people to be handling these documents, to be holding these documents. That they are representing the United States in this matter, whether it be as tourists or as ambassadors. They are United States people. We are sealed with authority because we are ambassadors for Christ, according to 2 Corinthians 5:20. What the world sees us do out there, how the world hears us talk out there, how the world sees us dressing, how the world sees us behaving, how the world sees us walking in and out of this building, how often we walk in and out of this building, tells them what we think about where we're coming from, the country we claim to be from, the city that we are supposedly looking for, which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. That we're operating under His authority to go and hand out a Bible tract, to tell someone about Jesus, to invite someone to come to church here. It ain't my authority. If y'all come to this church because Dennis Sampson is the pastor, by the power invested in me, stop wasting your time and leave because I ain't worth it. Amen. But if you're coming here today because of God, you're coming here today because Jesus Christ has saved your soul, you're coming here for the right reason. You're coming here answering His authority. You're honoring the seal He has placed on you in your life. That seal is also assurance. Holy Spirit brings us security and protection. Let me ask you this. It's been a long time since I have done any, been around, I'll put it that way, because I didn't personally do it, but my mom did. Any canning being done, well over 30 years. Anyone here ever done any canning? All right, I see one name, okay. So, now, please, do not throw anything at me. Don't hurl no insults at me if I get this wrong. Like I said, I'm going back 35 plus years or more on this. But basically what I remember, and for the sake of simplicity, and yeah, I know I don't eat them, so get that out of your mind right now. Let's say you're going to can some green beans, okay? I remember having to be pulling the strings and snapping those suckers and picking them over at that farm over there off of, No, it's not Ridge, it's... Not Main Street. It's between Ridge and Main Street over there. The farm used to be there. It's gone now. At least as I think it is. I haven't seen it in years. But anyways, we'd go over there. We'd spend hours picking these green beans, bring them home, wash them up, snap them and all that, put it into the water, cook them up real good. And then Mom would just sit there and she'd take the mason jars and she'd fill the mason jars almost full with these green beans and the liquid therein. And then when she got done, she would take these mason jar lids, a flat lid with a wax ring on there, and she'd put it on top of that lid, and she'd take a metal band for that mason jar, and she'd just screw it on there and make sure it's good and tight. And I don't remember exactly how big her pot was. I'm wanting to say it held 12 jars. If it didn't, sorry, sue me later. But she put these 12 jars into that great big pot there filled with water, and she'd put the lid on and buckle it down, and walk away. Got the heat going. And she'd be doing something else. And then she'd hear, pop. Well, time to start paying attention. Pop, pop. Pop, 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 pop. Pop. And she'd be counting. Pop, that's 11. And she's waiting. Pop, there's number 12. heat goes off, lets it cool down, takes the lid off, takes her cloth rag there, towel, whatever, reaches down, grabs it, pulls it out, sets it to the side. She'll take that band off. If she didn't have enough bands, if she had enough bands, she'd leave them on, but she'd take that band off. And she could take that mason jar there and she could turn it upside down and hold it upside down. And if it's sealed, everything is staying inside of that glass jar. Even though it's just got a metal disc at this end with a wax ring, it's on there. And it stays on there. No matter how hard you shake it. Because it's sealed. That's what those pops told her. It's sealed. And you can take, Brother John, that mason jar, and you can go over here to the front row there between Kennedy and Klein Avenue off of 8094, the depot I work out of is over there. We got that swamp area, I don't care, park, whatever they want to call it. And you can take that glass jar, and you can go out there and you can dig a hole into that muck and bury that jar in there and cover it up and leave it for the next 100 years. And so long as that seal remains in place, it is intact. You can take that jar 100 years from now, dig it up, pull it out, bust the seal, stick your fork in there and eat those green beans and have them taste just as good as the day they were first cooked and canned. Why? Because the seal was there. The seal gave the assurance what is inside is protected. There are those who teach you can lose your salvation. A God who could somehow let me slip out of His hands, He ain't worth my worship. I can take care of myself that well. The Bible says there in the book of John, chapter number 10, that we are in His hands and He's in the Father's hands. We ain't getting out. Because there ain't none greater than the Father. We have that assurance. There ain't a single sin that you've ever committed since you got saved that was able to separate you from God. There ain't a single sin you've ever committed that suddenly caught the Holy Spirit off guard. Whoa, wait a minute. Oh, shoot, no. Dennis is no longer saved. It don't work that way. You've got that blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. We are saved till the day of redemption. Oh, by the way, just letting you know, I'm going to throw this in there. I promise I won't charge for this one bit. You ain't going to have to worry about him ever changing his mind neither. It ain't going to be a matter if he's a collector and he decides, you know what, Miss Martha, she's looking a little dusty there. You know what, I'm going to trade her for some 22-year-old over here and this newborn baby. That ain't going to happen. God's a collector who's going to keep you. He ain't going to trade you away. He ain't going to sit there and try to sell you off to turn a profit or say, you know what, this one's been sinning so much since they got saved, it ain't worth the price no more. I'll go ahead and sell Brother John here at a loss because he's just such a terrible sinner. Miss Bailey's over there saying amen to that. And God ain't going to do that to him. He ain't going to do that to none of us. Amen. We've got the assurance. So long as the Holy Spirit is living inside, we're His. End of story. But it tells one more thing, this seal. Authenticity is insured. Several years back over here in Whiting, there was cheap seats, baseball cards. And one time I happened to stop in there. I was looking for something. I don't even remember what it was now. It may have been for one of our VBSs. But I saw that they were going to be having, and I'm a White Sox fan, okay? But they were going to be having Mark DeRosa from the Chicago Cubs there. And my pastor is a Cubs fan. Well, you know what? I think I'm going to get him something signed by this guy as a present. So I paid to have a baseball signed. I went out and I bought a baseball because they weren't supplying them. You'd think they'd have made a little bit more money if they'd have been selling the baseballs too, but they weren't. Anyway, so I went out and I bought a baseball, and I stood in line for an hour plus, even though I had registered. I was like the 20th person there. He ran a little late showing up. But anyways, finally worked my way inside. And the first person that I met handed me a card. It was about yay big or so. And what it is, it talked about the authenticity of the item that I had, that this was legitimately signed by Mark DeRosa. And then I made my way finally over to the table there, and I handed him the baseball, and he picked out the color Sharpie he wanted to use, and he signed that baseball, Mark DeRosa. And immediately as I turned, I'm greeted with another person. This person had two holographic stickers with them. The first one they took and they placed on that piece of paper there. And it had a number, a serial number on that holographic sticker there. That was a seal that that piece of paper was legitimate. And then they took the baseball away from me. And they put the second sticker on that one. The reason why is because that second sticker had the exact same serial number on it as that piece of paper did. What those two seals did in unison was to guarantee that, yes, indeed, Mark DeRosa had signed that baseball. It was 100% legitimate. And it didn't matter what anyone else had to say. It didn't matter if anyone believed me that I had stood there and waited, that I had paid the money for the privilege of having that guy who was going to be traded later on that season to Cleveland, I think it was, sign that baseball. I had proof. It was authentic. By being sealed with the Holy Spirit, I have proof my salvation is real. I've had moments of doubt in my life. Am I really saved? I've had those times where people have looked at me a little cross-eyed over there, like, I don't know about him now. But I don't have to worry about what they think. Quite frankly, I don't have to worry about what I think. Because I know that I know that I know that I know that I know I have been sealed by the Holy Spirit. I've got the authentic seal. It can't be duplicated. It can't be copied, despite how some people try. You can't fake it. And while my pastor may have ended up losing the paper, I don't know, and he could have maybe found a second paper almost identical, but if the serial numbers didn't match, then it would not work anymore. As far as I know, he still got both together, whatever the case is there. But sometimes as you're collecting things, you lose one in the set and you find a replacement to go along with it. But it's not an exact match because it didn't come with the original. I can't lose my salvation. Oh, I may have bounced from one church to another, wherever the Lord would have me to go, but it's still the same Holy Spirit inside. Don't matter what state I'm in, what country I'm in, what time zone I'm in, it's still the same Holy Spirit living inside. The same Holy Spirit that sealed the Apostle Paul, that sealed Martin Luther, that sealed Billy Sunday, is the same Holy Spirit that has sealed me until the day of redemption. I'm legit. And that right there just sounds so good to know I really am saved. There's a lot of people out there right now. They don't have an authentic seal on their lives. They've said a prayer. They've attended church for decades. They've sat under the same preacher for years. They've tithed. Their parents were members and saved. Their grandparents were members and saved. They grew up in this religion. They grew up in this denomination. But if it ain't the Holy Spirit, it ain't authentic. The good news is, it can be authentic. But it requires the person to humble themselves and come and ask Jesus to save them before it is everlasting too late. Something else about the seal. It never hurts what's inside of it. It protects it. It reveals its true value. Like we said, God thought so much of us with all of our fallacies, all of our foibles, all of our traits, our failures, our disappointments. And yet, He still paid that price for us and sealed us with His Holy Spirit. Because no matter how bad we are, that's still my child, He says. When Satan goes to him accusing us, it's like he did Joshua the high priest there in the book of Zechariah. God says, that's still my child. Because I can see the Holy Spirit. I want to ask you just one question here today in closing. Do you have the Holy Spirit sealing you today? My Father in heaven, we thank You for all You've done. We pray, Lord, for Your blessings upon this day. I ask You, Lord, please, if there's anyone here in the sound of my voice who does not know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, that they would make today that day that they humble themselves and ask Jesus to do just that. So that they can be sealed by Your Holy Spirit. Lord, we're looking forward to what else we're going to learn about Your Holy Spirit here in the coming weeks. But help us, Father, please, to make sure we are all starting off on the same foot. That we're saved. Thank You, God, for saving a wretch like me. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen, amen. What page you have, brother? 307, let's all stand.
Just as I am without one plea, but that the blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come.
Amen, amen. I thank you for your attention.